Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the sun rises over Israel, we are seeing a cool start in Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv is waking up to slightly warmer temperatures. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze this morning. It's a fine day to be outside as the weather remains clear across major cities. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people near a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza, according to France 24 in earlier reporting. Also, a U.S. strike on an IRGC bunker near Tehran is revealed by Ynet just minutes ago, involving B-2 bombers. Also this hour, American Vice President J.D. Vance is on standby for potential U.S.-Iran talks, as reported by I-24 earlier this hour. Separately, U.S. President Trump calls ceasefire negotiations with Iran a significant step, but not good enough, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that the Houthis have launched a missile at Israel, joining the Iran conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Avi Ostrov, a defense analyst, noted minutes ago that Israel has approved a surge in Arrow interceptor production amid the Iran campaign. Tech influencer Hillel Fuld expressed his emotions about a certain individual posting minutes ago, using humor to convey his feelings. Meanwhile, I24N, EUS shared earlier today that American Vice President J.D. Vance is on standby for U.S.-Iran talks, emphasizing the gravity of the situation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. An Israeli airstrike hit a location near a school that was sheltering displaced Palestinians, leaving multiple casualties. Health officials reported the attack earlier today, as cited by France 24. This incident adds to the mounting humanitarian crisis in the region. Turning to the U.S. military actions. Why? Net reveals a U.S. strike targeted an Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps bunker near Tehran. The operation involved two B-2 bombers. This strike follows heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran, potentially impacting diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the diplomatic front sees Vice President J.D. Vance on standby for talks with Iran. I-24 reports this as part of ongoing U.S. efforts to navigate complex relations with Tehran. The outcome of these talks could shape future engagements in the Middle East. Separately, in comments reported by JNS, President Trump acknowledged Iran's current leadership as more reasonable, yet criticized the ceasefire talks as insufficient. This sentiment underscores the delicate balance of diplomacy in the region. Finally, the Houthis missile launch towards Israel, reported by Axios, marks an escalation. The potential closure of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait could have far-reaching effects on global trade routes and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla reports a surge in Israeli real estate investments in Athens, driven by the strong shekel, making properties more affordable. Separately, CTEC reveals that ScaleOps has secured a $130 million Series C funding, aiming to optimize cloud and GPU resources as demand soars. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new joint venture between KNDS and Elbit to supply rocket artillery systems to European armies, showcasing Israel's expanding defense collaborations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.